Well, hello again, everybody. We trust you're doing well and enjoying the Easter weekend as best you can. The weather's beautiful here in the North Coast, and we're thankful to the Lord for the good weather, even though we're confined a little bit more to our homes and the immediate locality. But I would just like to share with you today some verses from the Gospel of John, chapter 19. At the end of the chapter, the Gospel writer, St. John, brings us to the aftermath of the cross. Hi, Tozer, come on. Sorry about this. Hold on. We'll get going again here in a second. Off you go. Go. Yeah, John chapter 19 and verse 38. Listen to these words. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus, and there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. But in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus. Therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. As we have said, this brings us to the aftermath of the crucifixion. Here we have two men, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus. This is their time to shine. Here they are nailing their colours to the mast and identifying themselves with a crucified Saviour that the world has despised and rejected. We read about Nicodemus in John 3. He was a religious man, a respectable man. He was a rich man. He came to Jesus by night, full of questions, and the Lord unfolded to Nicodemus the great reality and necessity of being born again, and then pointed him to the cross with those wonderful words in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Nicodemus went his way, and here we see him again in John 19. We're told about Joseph of Arimathea that he was a secret disciple because he was afraid of the Jews. He had a fear in his heart. But now the Son of God has gone to the cross. He has suffered, shed his precious blood, and died. His visage is so marred more than that of any man. Christ has died. The crowd has left. The corpse is still upon the cross. And now Nicodemus comes out of the woodwork, along with Joseph of Arimathea, and at the most difficult time, they identify themselves with the Saviour. They come to the cross. They take the Son of God down, his body down from off the cross. And with great care and attention, with great love and devotion and cost to themselves, they wrap his body in myrrh and aloe and spices, and they lay his body in a tomb wherein never man has laid before. There was no smell of death or corruption in that tomb, and that's where they laid the Saviour, even after his crucifixion and before his resurrection. Here we are on Easter Saturday, after Good Friday, when we think about the cross, before the first day of the week, resurrection morning, and we think about our Saviour in the tomb. Praise God he didn't remain in the tomb. But maybe you're listening and you've never come to the cross. You've never publicly identified yourself with the Saviour. Maybe it's a very difficult thing for you to do. But why not be like Joseph and Nicodemus? And whenever the world forsakes him and leaves, why not you come to the cross, embrace the Son of God, nail your colours to the mast? Maybe this is your time to shine and to stand up for the Saviour and to show people where you stand with him. They were greatly blessed that day and ever after. And we know that these two men are in the glory, and we trust that you will be there someday yourself. Thank you for listening. Don't forget about our services tomorrow, 11:30 and 6:30, and the daily devotions every day. Thank you for listening. Share them with your friends and keep safe. And God bless you.